After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's The Real Housewives of Orange County After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Real Housewives of Orange County After Show.
Yes, good start. I don't really know if this is from Bali or, you know, but...
Looks like it would be. Either way.
Yes. It goes most well with the theme. What's up, guys? You're watching Real Housewives of Orange County, the after show for Season 9, Episode 16, Bali Highs and Lows. I'm Sterling Cates, and joining me tonight is April Wissenhan. Hi, April.
Hi, how are you?
It's so good to have you on the panel this
good
week and
here
for the rest of the season. So all of our viewers out there get to know April. She's an awesome addition to the panel. So we'll be saying a lot more of you. So finally, this episode, we have the trip with the ladies.
Finally.
So like now, this I've been waiting for this all season.
Yeah.
It's always my favorite part.
Mm-hmm.
And they're... And one of the places I want to go to most, I'm actually planning a trip to do Bali, Thailand, and other parts of Southeast
Asia
next summer.
Oh,
so
wow.
Just seeing them there and the whole thing, I was getting really excited.
You got
Have
a good
you ever been?
View of what you're going to see then. No,
yeah,
I
right?
haven't been, but I want to go so bad, especially after watching this. It was just gorgeous and looked so
yeah.
pretty.
Well, I won't be staying at the five-star resort that they – it's going to be a little different, a little
yeah.
hostile situation. but yeah, so let's get into it. Guys, the viewers out there, make sure you go on iTunes, YouTube, rate, review us, tweet us. We'll give you our handles at the end of the show. But yeah, so let's get right into it.
Yeah.
So they took a 23-hour trip.
First of all, that's insane.
Yes.
Thank God they were in first class. Of course they're in first class. They're
well,
housewives.
Yeah.
But I don't know how they did it.
23 hours. These women can't even get through a dinner party without fighting, let alone a 23-hour plane ride, layovers, the whole thing. But it seemed relatively calm.
Exactly.
Not
they,
much happening.
For once, they didn't fight.
Yeah.
Everyone kind of did their own thing on the flight. And, you know, at least it was peaceful for them.
Yeah. I was just like, oh, so far, so good. But we even made the comment when we were watching. And we were like, well, this isn't entertaining. We're just watching a bunch of women get along.
Exactly.
Which is not the point of Real Housewives.
Exactly.
But one of the funniest parts about the trip... to me, just as far as them traveling there, is when they actually got to Bali. Well, first of all, Vicky was being Vicky, about to drive the van.
Vicky is always Vicky.
Which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah.
You know, good note to start the trip on. Mm-hmm. But when they were driving through the local, more rural areas, they were just kind of like, where are we? This isn't what we were expecting, like all this stuff. But for me, like when I'm traveling to countries like that, that's what I want to see. Like
exactly.
You want to see the culture. You want to see, you know, how they live in different countries, that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But they were just like, we came here all the way for this. They were just kind of like freaked out about the whole thing.
I love that Tamara said she thought it was going to be like Bora Bora.
Right.
It's like beaches everywhere. But no, it's not.
They were definitely expecting the more touristy thing as soon as they got off the plane, not
mm-hmm.
knowing they would have to get in a van and go to this resort. It's not like that everywhere in Bali.
Exactly.
So yeah, that was interesting. But that is what I wanted to see. So they get there, they check in, they're going to all the rooms, and Vicky just wants to work. She is obsessed with working. She worked the whole flight. She did the whole
I don't think she ever actually takes a vacation. I mean, the lady just is obsessed and consumed with her work.
Where yeah.
I mean, you would think they're drinking enough. How can she even think about her work? But apparently she still can.
Yeah.
Even on the elephant, she had her cell phone on the elephant.
I know. Just send an email. Well, when she wasn't dry heaving or whatever she was doing. But, and so Shannon, who looks great. She seems happy on the trip.
Yeah.
She says vacation Shannon is fun Shannon times 10. So that's kind of like, oh, God.
I was immediately a little scared because I don't know if I want to see what fun Shannon is like after some of the other little craziness.
So I wish that maybe we could have played a drinking game or game of sorts.
We should
whenever
have.
Shannon says, I need a cocktail, just maybe take a drink or something.
I mean, every other second. We would have been a little tipsy for sure.
Right. I wish I had taken tally of how many times she said that when they were kayaking, when they got there, when they were going to dinner. Mm-hmm. Every single time that I need a cocktail. And that's her quote or whatever.
She finally got one, I guess. She always had one in her hand. Anyway.
Yeah. So that first day kind of wasn't that entertaining because they were all so jet lagged. I mean, after 23 hours of traveling, my God, I would be passed out.
You could tell that they were super tired at that first night's dinner, too, and just no one wanted to do anything after. Yeah. They deserved a good night's sleep,
Well,
too.
Heather got them those crowns, which, I mean, it's a cool idea, but I don't... Vicky did not love that idea.
No, definitely not. It was a cute, fun little gesture, and I guess she was trying to be in the culture. So, you know, why not celebrate it while you're there, but...
Other than that, that's really not much happening there.
No,
so,
not at all.
Yeah, anyways. So they go home, get some rest, don't really do anything that night.
Right.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. So they meet up at the beach the next day. Shannon, Vicky. So on this trip, even though it's supposed to be this one trip with all the girls bonding together, they're definitely paired off.
It's for sure. It has the high school vibe. Yeah. They're all with their little cliques, and they'll hang out sometimes and talk to each other sometimes, but it's clear who's coming down to the beach together and who's already together and who sits by each other and is constantly talking to one another.
Yeah, and Lizzie and Danielle being paired up isn't surprising. They're both kind of, I don't know. Well, Danielle's always irrelevant. I think Grant, who is up on the panel as well, is going to call here in a second. I know he'll have something to say about Danielle or nothing to say about Danielle just because we always talk about how...
There's not much to say.
She is so... Her placement in this show is so forced. It's just... I don't know.
I still don't understand it, even to this day. I get, like, she's a friend, okay, but I don't know. It just, sometimes the scene that she's in, I'm just like, oh, wait, Danielle's here. And I don't even realize that she's been sitting there the whole time.
And another thing about Danielle is, even in drama that she may or may not be involved in, especially when it involves Lizzie, like, Danielle said this or Danielle said that, she never actually says anything when the situation is confronted in a group of people.
Right.
So it's just kind of like, all right, well, she's down to tell one person and kind of like very sneaky that way.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So, I mean, they went to the beach. Vicky and Shannon went kayaking. Didn't end well. Tamara called it. Vicky tipped the kayak. They lost their drinks.
Of course she did.
Shannon needed another cocktail, obviously.
Second she came up from the water, she's like, I need a cocktail.
Yeah, I know, right? but yeah, it seemed fun, beautiful place. Their resort they're staying at is amazing.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, so I can see why they were anxious to get there and not see the rural parts of it. But they do plan to go ride elephants, which is... that seems like heaven for me. I would love to do that.
By far my favorite part of the episode, because it looked like so much fun. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that you do when you're in Bali. You go and ride elephants.
Right,
you don't,
exactly.
You know, sit on the beach and just drink cocktails. 100%. You do fun, adventurous stuff like that.
Yeah, my favorite part of the whole episode, well, not really. This was before the dinner.
Yeah.
But the elephant playing the harmonica was one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
First of all, I want to know who discovered that. Who was the first person that put a harmonica in an elephant's trunk?
Yeah, and like, let's see what it does. Maybe it won't like swallow it or whatever it does. But yeah, that was interesting. Mm-hmm. But what I didn't like about the elephant trip is that Lizzie is just talking about her birthday the whole time.
That's the theme
complaining
of the
about
show.
It. Yeah.
Of tonight's episode is just Lizzie complaining about Tamara not calling her, Tamara not coming, and there are other things that she could be upset about, but she's just so stressed about that. I don't get it.
It's just crazy to me because you are on an elephant on the other side of the world that you took a full day traveling to get here. You are in this beautiful spot, and you're just going to be complaining about a birthday party that happened weeks ago instead of enjoying where you're at.
Exactly.
Granted, I know they needed some element of drama for that scene, but... I don't know. To me, that was annoying.
I agree completely.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into the meat of this episode. It was that dinner. First of all, Shannon needs a cocktail again. I'm going to say it every time she said it. I have it in my notes. Shannon needs a cocktail again. It's obviously very hot, very humid.
Yeah.
Vicky talks about maybe going to Skinny Dip, but that's very Vicky. Mm-hmm. I kind of liked this Vicky, this episode, because this whole season, especially when Brooks is around, mm-hmm. she's very, I'm not going to get involved. I'm mm-hmm. going to just be reserved. This, you know, she's not the woohoo Vicky that we saw a lot this episode.
Right. She was more normal, and I feel like I haven't seen that Vicky in so right. long.
Well, definitely not this whole season. Mm-hmm. Maybe at the beginning, but it's definitely when Brooks came around, it right. kind of like toned down a little bit. Mm-hmm. But one thing I want to ask you, when Tamara said, when your butt itches, it's good luck. Have you ever heard that before?
Never in my life have I ever heard that. Even when Heather said, oh, your palms itching mean money's coming or something like that.
Yeah.
I've never heard that None either. Of... But definitely never when your butt's itching. I've heard when your ears itch, that means someone's talking about you.
Yeah.
Which I'm surprised their ears aren't always itching. But
exactly.
Yeah. Definitely never heard that.
Never heard of the butt itching meaning good luck. But, you know, if it is, then that's great to know.
Exactly.
You learn something new every day. You really do.
Very true.
But so when the drama starts is when actually Tamara, that comment kind of led into it because mm-hmm. Tamara said, are you calling me crazy for saying that, blah, blah. And then Vicky said to Lizzie and, well, first of all, so we know that last week on Lizzie's birthday, mm-hmm. That before getting on the party bus, Vicky said, oh, great, I have to spend the whole night with Dumb and Dumber.
Right.
So that's just a preface to what's about to happen. Mm-hmm. So Vicky says that to their face, and that hasn't even been brought up to Vicky yet,
right.
like that they're annoyed or that mm-hmm. they knew about that.
I like that she straight up said, I didn't say that to your face.
Yeah.
Because, and she was real about it. She wasn't like, no, I didn't say it, because it would have been so terrible if she had have just tried to lie about it. But,
yeah.
And that's the reason why I'm feeling like, okay, Vicky, I'm kind of coming back on your side again, because she just straight up was like, oh, yeah, it's a joke. It's whatever. And, of course, she was joking, but slash.
Yeah.
Maybe well, not was joking funny so
to,
much.
But. Well, on that note, what was funny to me is that, yes, she did say it off the bus. And, yes, like, but first of all, she wasn't yelling like Lizzie said she
right.
was.
Not at
she
all.
Wasn't She was just like, great. She said it under her breath, yeah. very much so, to Brooks. So it wasn't, it didn't seem to me that she was yelling.
Well, that's what, when Lizzie said that, I'm like, did I miss that part? Because
yeah, well,
I don't think I did.
Obviously, we've learned Lizzie hasn't really been completely open about
exactly.
what happened that night. Mm-hmm. But I think we have a call. I think we have Grant calling in. Grant, are you there?
Hi, Grant.
Hello.
Hi, Grant. Hi. We miss you.
Hi, how's it going over there?
It's going awesome. How's your trip?
Oh, it's good. It's
good.
Going well, but I just sat down and watched today's episode. I'm on the East Coast, so I put it on a little bit later and watched it with my sister.
Okay.
And I have some thoughts about it.
Oh, we can't wait to hear
it. A little bit of the live stream, but what do you think?
Okay. Well,
do you like this episode?
I did. Well, the first half, you know, it was pretty uneventful, but you called it the perfect time because we're just getting into the dinner. We're just getting into the meat of it with Lizzie and Vicky talking about the Dumb and Dumber comment. And then we're going to segue from there. We're just kind of going in order here. What did you
okay,
think?
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, two things. I like seeing all of Bali. I thought it was beautiful.
So beautiful.
But I'm upset. I'm pissed because
yeah.
I don't like this vegan yell on this trip. How did she get past the gate? Who booked this?
I was just talking about how I knew you were going to have something to say about Danielle.
Yeah, no, I mean, I guess like, it adds, I don't know, but I was gonna say it adds an element, but doesn't really.
It really doesn't.
What I do you think it doesn't at all, because I just don't notice that she's there. She really does just pop up randomly
right.
into scenes to me, and I'm like, oh, wait, Danielle's still yeah. here.
Well,
wait, no, I missed something when flashing back to Lizzie's birthday party. She was in that van. But yet
mm-hmm.
she wasn't at the dinner with Vicky and Brooks.
Right.
Where do we think she was?
So
do you think they pushed her to the side or what?
Well, remember, we talked that maybe she was at like a different, completely different table. But I don't think that's true. I think she was just late, or she might have been just irrelevant like she always
yeah.
is. So
maybe
they just cut her out. Yeah. But she was definitely
right.
on the party
I think
bus.
They cut her out.
Yeah. Well, she was definitely on the party bus on the way back, so we do know that she made it. I think she was just late and got a different seat. Like,
right.
I think what they showed us, what happened at the beginning of the night, because we didn't see any of that with Lizzie texting Tamara
mm-mm.
or any of that. So in the original airing of that episode, we didn't really see much of the dinner as much as we thought we did anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But since we're on the topic,
right.
let's talk about Lizzie's party. And since she complained about it the whole time, I mean, we might as well just hash this out here.
Mm-hmm.
So Lizzie brings up that Tamara first of all, was very rude for not showing up. Very rude for texting her an hour after the party had already started that she wasn't coming. Or not texting her, but Lizzie had called her.
Right.
And, but the next day she had texted, this is Lizzie's side of the story. This is what we knew the whole time. That Tamara had texted Danielle, I mean, why would you do that? But about, like, making fun of Lizzie's dress that she wore on her birthday party.
She really loved that dress, apparently.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
She is so upset about it.
So, but Lizzie brings it up to Tamara, and Tamara completely denies it. So, are you, at this point, do you think Tamara's just being Tamara again and denying stuff that she said?
I do. I think we've seen this so many times, and she'll initially deny it twice.
Right.
And then she'll say, well, I didn't really say that, or you're twisting my words. So wait, if you totally didn't do it, then how is someone twisting your words? With her being a no-show at that party, she mentioned, and I don't know if this got lost, but she mentioned that she was going to try to make it, but she really didn't want to commit to not going. And I totally get that, because sometimes you wait to see, like, you know, is there time where it's my daughter feeling better? Like, maybe I'll try to go. So I got that. I'm going to try to defend her because I like her on the show, but I definitely feel like she said that about the dress.
Right.
I think she did, too, because it's such a – and even if she did just say, what is she wearing? She didn't outright say her dress is ugly. It's still – I mean,
that's
every person knows what that means.
That is 100% the same thing to say, what are you wearing is – like, that's very condescending.
Yeah. Or, like, it doesn't look like you wore pants, she said.
Right, exactly.
I mean, that's not a nice thing to say.
Yeah. So the whole time, Lizzie set this up as Tamara said this to Danielle, like, Tamara says all this stuff behind my back. But what we learn from Tamara herself, she brings up the text. She said that to Lizzie's face.
Exactly.
Like, well, in a text message. She said, what are you wearing? Ha ha. And they were joking about it.
Right.
Lizzie said, I love you.
Right.
Like, they had these conversations. So I don't know if Lizzie was just drunk because it was her birthday and she didn't remember those text messages or what was happening. But I did like that Tamara, like, finally had some evidence to back her up with
she
was saying.
Because it just made Lizzie kind of look a little crazy-ish, because she was clearly purposely leaving part of the story out to me, because that makes Tamara look, yeah, it wasn't, I mean, she probably could have gone to her party, whatever, but, you know, that's done, she didn't go, but I think she was purposely leaving that part out just to make Tamara look bad to everyone else.
So exactly.
It was great that she could prove it.
Yeah, and they're all guilty of doing that. What did you think about that, Grant?
Well, I'm still stuck on that flashback that they had that was we didn't see previously, where she was talking about what a lousy birthday it was and that she was going to leave her husband.
Right, with Christian. Yes, that was the next thing. So she was talking about how she left crying her party. She took it out on her husband, Christian. Said some very hurtful things. I can imagine if you were him. And she said she's still dealing with that to this day. So I don't know how their marriage is handling that. But she told him to F off. She told him all this stuff. So, obviously, she did not have the best birthday.
Yeah. I mean, birthdays are a big deal to me. I love birthdays. But, obviously, not every single one is going to be perfect. All of your friends can't always be there. And so, the fact that she was just going so nuts about it and said the things that she said, like, threatening him if her next birthday isn't amazing. I mean, I'm glad he just walked off. Or he was a smart guy to walk off.
Right. He was just,
like,
I'm so mad right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do want to point out really quickly. So while all of this confrontation's going on between Tamara, Lizzie, whatever, and Danielle is involved in this too, but she does not say one word.
Mm-mm.
She just doesn't speak up.
Not a peep.
I feel like she wants to be best friends with everyone. So in that setting, she's not going to defend anyone
exactly.
or even say anything.
She's just sitting there hugging Lizzie the whole time because she just wants to be the supportive friend. Yet she could have said something in defense of something that she believed.
Exactly.
She, of course,
like,
did.
At least say, Tamara, you did text me that.
Mm-hmm.
You did make fun of her outfit,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to kind of leaving Lizzie out there. Granted, Lizzie is kind of, I feel like they're both just shaping this story so that it benefits them,
right.
obviously.
Definitely.
But so So then they kind of separate. Tamara, well, Lizzie says, I'm over it. Mm-hmm. Whatever, let's move on. But obviously she isn't. And right. Heather calls her out on that. Mm-hmm. She says, no, you're not. Mm-hmm. You're not.
But I think that's so smart, though, because it really is. If something is bothering you that much, just saying, it's okay, I'm over it, because you don't feel like talking about it anymore,
right.
is never going to actually settle it. So I like the fact that she's like, I mean, if you're not over it, don't stop talking about it. You know, it might lead into something else, but at least that subject will be over. And this is going to span, like, 3 episodes.
The next three. I was going to say, we're just going to, if we don't hash it out right now, we're just going to hear about it for the next 18 episodes. Mm-hmm. So, right. But, yeah.
Well, I'm giving Lizzie the performer of the week for this week, because she's actually proven herself and shown her relevancy to the show.
Yeah.
With really pushing herself forward and forming an opinion and sticking to it and really calling people out about it. And like, so for a while, the only time she really spoke her opinion was in her one-on-ones.
Right.
So now we finally get to see her like really like speak up, and I'm happy about it. And if any indication, I feel like it's a good preview of what's to come with the reunion, because there's a lot of rumors going on her behavior there, especially against Tamara. So I think she's finally securing her place. It took long enough, though.
Right. We've been waiting for this moment for Lizzie, because for a while there, it didn't seem like she could just be a one-season housewife.
Right.
But now she's making herself a little more relevant, so maybe we'll be seeing more of her. I don't know if she has a lot of fans or not, so I guess we'll see about that.
I don't know. She's just harping on the same one drama. I feel like she might be semi-doing that on purpose to create more of a story for herself.
Yeah.
But it's working.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So Tamara, Vicky, and Heather get up to leave. They don't want to stay out there any longer. So we don't get to see this hashed out, so that means we'll see it next episode again. And Shannon, Danielle, and Lizzie all stay down by the pool and have their drinks. But the conversation with Vicky, Tamara, and Heather, my favorite part about it is Heather is like, well, you did tell me that you didn't like her dress, but more so than that, Heather loves that this isn't about her or directed to her. She can just like comments from the peanut gallery from Heather. I loved seeing her like
that. And because Heather is never okay to just go to bed in the middle of something like this. And she was like, I'm leaving. I'm going to bed. And so I think because so much drama this season has been surrounding her, she really is. I completely agree. She's just so happy that it has nothing to do with her at this point anyway.
Exactly. She was out of town when the birthday party happened. She had nothing to do with it. So now she just gets to sit back and just make little comments whenever she wants to. She
perfect Heather style.
What did you say, Kate?
Sorry, did you catch when Tamara said to Heather, she's like, okay, no, we're not talking about this. We're done. The same way she told Shannon in her house that we're done.
Exactly.
She is taking some notes. Did you catch that?
Yeah, exactly. It was like a line out of Heather's playbook, that's for sure.
Yep.
So then on the other side, we've got Lizzie and Shannon talking. I purposefully leave Danielle out because she doesn't say anything.
I really think she didn't say a single word.
Yeah. April and I talked about this when we were watching the episode, but Grant, I want to ask you, did you notice that when they were sitting there outside that Danielle completely had her back turned to Lizzie and was just facing Shannon? Did you notice that?
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Like, yeah. she had her legs crossed, like, and her knees faced directly at Shannon. And then whenever Lizzie talked, she would just, like, look over her shoulder behind her. It was really awkward, I thought. I don't know if she was just, like, doing that for, I don't really know.
I think she might just be a little tad strange. Because typically I would say, oh, body language. She must be mad at Danielle.
Yeah, she's totally giving Lizzie the cold shoulder.
Yeah. But I think that's just her.
I don't know. That might not even be important. Strange. I just noticed it, and it made me feel uncomfortable. Yeah. But
maybe she was trying to get in with Shannon so she could get in some of the trauma for a minute.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's interesting. I didn't catch that. I feel like there's more to the story with Danielle that we're not hearing. Maybe I'm just being hopeful. But I'm wondering if with that character, we've mentioned this in the past, that she was supposed to be a housewife, because we know that Lizzie was kind of signed on to be a real housewife months into taping, so I wonder if they were trying to groom Danielle and it just didn't work out, and that's why they included her on this trip. That's my prediction.
Right.
But I don't know why they would fly her all the way there if it wasn't working.
Well, I guess only time will tell. Maybe we'll find out more about her this trip, since she's kind of there. We can't really avoid her at this point. But so they're talking about, well, Lizzie is telling Shannon to be careful. She's saying that Vicky had told Lizzie and Danielle to be careful of Tamara. Mm-hmm. Because really, Tamara does have a way of twisting things, of telling people, other people, personal information about you, talking behind your back. So, I mean, it is a fair warning.
It is definitely, but it's also a little bit of a low blow on Vicky's move, on Vicky's side, because if she and Tamara are supposed to be the great friends that they are, mm-hmm. again, then I'm sorry, she shouldn't be saying that, especially on camera. She knows Tamara's going to find out.
Right.
So it is a legitimate warning. I would warn someone about Tamara if I was in that position, but it's also, I'm just waiting for the ball to drop on that now. As soon as someone tells Tamara that Vicky said that about her, I'm sure it's going to go crazy.
Exactly. And I think we saw that for a preview for next week. Well, no, it was Vicky who was upset about Tamara.
Right.
So I don't know, but exactly. Like, if you're friends with someone for 10 plus years and you're going around behind her back saying, oh, you need to watch out for her because whatever. But really, I think at this point in their relationship, they've been through so much together.
Right.
Tamara has said some really terrible things about Brooks, who obviously Vicky is with at this certain point in the show. So I just think that for Vicky, her relationship with Tamara is more of a frenemy. She wants to keep her enemies close, and she'd rather be on Tamara's good side than her bad side.
Right.
But like you were saying, Tamara will find out this is on national television. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I guess we'll just have to see what happens there.
Definitely.
So in this conversation with Lizzie and Shannon, going back to that, Lizzie tells Shannon that not only did Tamara tell Heather, who it continued to kind of spread the word about Shannon and David, that infamous email, but that she told everyone else in the group. She had told Danielle, she had told Lizzie, she had told everyone else. So we didn't really see that before when this had always been brought up.
Exactly. I never knew that until that moment then.
Yeah. What do you think, Grant?
I didn't know that either. And I don't know if that was a new flashback that we saw when Tamara was spilling everything to Lizzie mm-hmm. or what. Have we seen that
I
before?
I don't think so. I think that was a new flashback. And on that note, I got to say, the past few episodes, they've done a pretty good job at putting new flashbacks of things that happened.
Exactly.
Like that, we saw it first with that Dumb and Dumber comment. Mm-hmm. We were like, oh, wait, they didn't show that in the birthday party, but then they showed it the next week. So they are throwing these like new flashbacks and keeping us on our toes.
And I feel like that's a new thing. I don't think they do that in any other Real Housewives show, or they've mm-hmm. never done it before. So I kind of like it, though, because it's revealing more of the story as you go on.
Right. Because when we originally talk about it, we say, oh, well, that was kind of unentertaining. Watch next week. That first dinner we said was unentertaining. Like, something really crazy happened.
Exactly.
And we'll find out next week. But
I agree. And I wonder if it's a producing choice mm-hmm. that they do that, or if it's just that they're, like, filling in the holes.
Right. It could be.
Probably a little
bit. I don't know. I mean, it's been kind of a pattern, so we'll see. It's interesting. I noticed the same thing. There's so many this time around, mm-hmm. especially this episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And off that same conversation, the last thing I wanted to bring up about it was Lizzie told Shannon some of the specific things that Tamara had said about Shannon behind her back, which I've got to say, I heard someone that I thought I was friends with mm-hmm. said these things about me behind my back, I would be devastated.
Oh, absolutely.
She said she needed an exorcism, like she has like green monsters or something.
Martians floating around her head
floating in her head. That is just aggressive.
And who thinks of that type of stuff? I mean, if for Tamara to even pretend like she's slightly Shannon's friend and to say she needs an exorcism and that she's crazy and all this, I mean, she's clearly two-faced, which is what they bring up, that she's trying to be friends with someone but actually is just bashing them behind their back all the time to someone else.
I kind of wish go ahead, Grant.
I'm sorry. It's difficult over the phone. I always have my opinions.
You're fine. Go ahead.
With Tamara, I'm a Tamara fan, but I think that she did indeed say all those things because the Green Martians, that's way too specific for someone to just make up. They'd have to be really twisted to like make those in-depth insinuations and stories that someone said. Right. So I do believe that she said those things. What do you think?
I think I 100% agree. I feel like next week we're going to see a flashback of her actually saying that.
Yeah, I completely agree too. And it just sounds so Tamara.
Yeah.
It's something that she would absolutely think to say, thinking that the person who she was saying it to clearly wasn't going to tell the other person.
Exactly.
So I definitely think she said it.
What I really want to see from Tamara is her taking a note out of, again, Heather's playbook. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like she needs to, or not Heather's, but I guess more so Vicky or whatever. What I want to see her do is not continuously play this victim card. People are always saying things about me that I didn't say, blah, blah, blah. Because we know that it's going to come out that you did say them. Just mm-hmm. own up to it. Own your bitchiness in a sense.
Exactly.
Like, just stop trying to play all these different cards. Just, like, do it and mm-hmm. make it interesting. And so that's what I want to see from Tamara.
She said so many times, I don't know if I said, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. Oh, wait, did I say that?
Yeah.
So it's just like, come on.
Don't play dumb. You know you said it. Yeah, exactly.
And it would be so much better for all of their friendships if she just owned up to it.
Yeah.
And the fact that she just doesn't want to get caught. So, but I mean, I guess that's the point of the show.
Case in point, when this is a very small example and also one that really doesn't matter, but when she said, I didn't say I didn't like her outfit. I just said, what are you wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the same thing. Don't, like, this just, don't even get into it.
You don't have to get specific and use specific adjectives.
Exactly. But then, so that's all that I have on the whole Lizzie and Shannon conversation. Did you guys have any other notes off that?
Basically,
well, I'm just happy that it shifted. And we did hear a little bit about the email situation.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just so glad that the story has shifted from Shannon versus Heather.
Yes.
This new storyline, finally, you know, I mean, we're, you know, rounding out probably the last quarter of the season. And, you know, a lot has happened. But it's also been a lot of the same stuff.
Exactly.
On again, off again. So at least, you know, this will be something fresh to talk about at the reunion. I'm sure by the time we get there, it'll be beaten. But still, something else to chat about. And I'm happy with the direction of it. And I predicted a few weeks ago that when they do go on this trip, that a lot of everything would change, the dynamics and relationships, and it would really bring drama to the forefront. And it looks like it's going to.
Exactly.
So
yeah,
I'm happy with it.
I agree with that. And speaking of kind of adding some more drama here, we did get one last bit of drama this episode when we cut to Tamara and Vicky's conversation they're having. And Tamara brings up about last episode for the Valentine's party that Heather threw. She said that they were playing Mary Shag Kill, which we did, Heather had all these games that they were playing.
Right.
And they were going around and they were saying, I think they couldn't choose,
their
spouse. So they had to choose other people at the dinner table.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to choose who they would marry, who they would shag, and who they would kill. Well, Eddie said that he would marry Lizzie, and Lizzie said that she would marry Eddie. So it just kind of happened that they both chose each other.
Right.
And I think that definitely sparked some jealousy in Tamara.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess it kind of obviously would, especially with someone that you're already not on the greatest terms with.
Right, definitely. And you see, and you can just see it in the way that Tamara's talking, that she's clearly bothered about it. She's saying she's not, but, I mean, it's her body language, it's the intensity in her voice. She's very obviously bothered by what she said. Although she says that Eddie said he would shag Lizzie. And so it's just weird to me that they're both saying completely different things.
Right. So that's where the drama comes in, is that I guess something had happened. Tamara says that Lizzie was acting rude or whatever after the party. And Lizzie said, okay, so Tamara says that Lizzie said, you're just mad because your husband wants to F me.
Right.
Lizzie's talking about this to Shannon, meanwhile, outside, and she said that she said, you're just mad because your husband wants to marry me.
Right.
So we have them saying the same sentence, but a very crucial word
Absolutely.
Being changed. So regardless, do you guys think this comment is appropriate for Lizzie to say either one of those comments, whether it's you're just mad because your husband wants to F me or you're just mad because your husband wants to marry me? Do you think that that is appropriate for her to say either one?
I think in any other instance, it would have been a joke, like, haha, you're just mad because your husband said he wants to marry me, if they were actually
friends. Yeah.
But because we know that maybe they don't like each other so much and they are kind of getting into this little, you know, tension-filled moments, that it's, I think it's totally inappropriate. Even if obviously saying you're just jealous because your husband said he wanted to F me.
Right.
It's different than Mary, for sure. But her intent was the same.
Yeah.
Her intent was to make Tamara jealous or to make her mad.
Exactly. What do you think, Grant?
Well, you know who I would have the problem with all this is Heather for coming up with this game, because what good can come of
exactly
playing that with a bunch of married people, married adults. You know, some of these people are on their third marriages. I mean, you know, I mean, it's just not a good thing to bring up.
Exactly.
It's not that, can't end well. And I'm sure these people were drinking. So I'm just not for that. And I would be mad at Tamara. Excuse me, I'd be mad at Heather for even bothering to bring up that game. There are other different parlor games that they could play. And this is just a stir up trouble. And
yeah,
that's exactly
that
is
what so it true. And meanwhile, Heather in Bali is just in her room, probably drinking some champagne, knowing that all of this drama is just like
just letting
happening.
It unfold.
Yeah, exactly.
Sit back and relax and watch, Heather.
Yeah, so I'm definitely interested to see what happens here between Lizzie and Tamara.
Yeah.
And whether or not, what I'm hoping, because they didn't show it. They didn't show the audio or they didn't show a flashback about what actually happened.
Right.
So we don't know if Lizzie said whichever version of that statement she said.
I kind of hope they show us that.
I'm hoping
really,
they
really
got that on tape so that we can solve this.
Yeah.
But what do you think, Grant?
Yes, I agree. I hope they show that as well. We'll have to figure it out. There's definitely going to be more to that, and I think that is really going to all play out at the reunion because that is something that these women can sit on and that can fester for a long time. And like I said earlier with News and Gossip a few weeks ago, Lizzie was absent from that picture that they all took after the reunion. And Lizzie went on Watch What Happens Live, and she said that she is not in a good place with Tamara, and things exploded at the reunion. So it's only going to escalate.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to watch.
That makes me excited. I can't wait to
see
it. But yeah, so that was this episode. It's part one of the Bali trip. I am very anxious to see how some of this stuff plays out. And like you said, Grant, we'll get to see probably that once the reunion comes around. But I'm wanting to know what she said exactly.
Oh, definitely.
Next week. That's what I want to see. So let's get into some news and gossip, shall we?
AfterBuzz TV News.
Grant, are you still there? Do you have any news
I'm
and gossip?
I'm still here.
Do you have any?
I'm sorry.
That's
I just saw the episode. I don't.
No,
I just
wanted to check.
Yeah.
Okay, April, take it away.
Well, I did read today that Tamara wrote on her Facebook page that the whole Lizzie phone call birthday party debacle was editing and was producers, and that they told her not to call Lizzie until way later, and that they did it purposefully because they were trying to stir something up, and that they told Lizzie in the limo to call Tamara. So it wasn't just a natural phone call. Obviously, we don't know if that's true or not, but that's what she said, that it was all up to producers and editing, and that it didn't actually play out that way.
Right.
So who knows what really happened?
I mean, I can definitely see that being the case.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Grant?
Yeah, I believe that as well, because it's been known that producers from the Real Housewives also are in charge of when people arrive at these parties. They're in charge of the order. That's why if someone's being talked about at the party, they're usually the last person to arrive.
And they usually show up like right in the middle of the conversation.
Exactly.
So it's awkward.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's usually controlled. And so with a phone call like that, with the timing, I believe it.
I believe it too.
I do too.
But it makes me wonder about, so if Tamara's going on her Facebook page and saying all of these things, what does that mean about her future on the show? Because you don't want to go and publicly bash the producers who are responsible for having you on the show in the first place. So to say that this is this and they're doing this, you know, it's kind of like revealing all the secrets of the show. So it just makes me question her future.
Right. Well, I did also hear today that she is not going to be on the next season, which
Ooh,
would be crazy because, yeah. I mean,
well,
she's one of the
sense.
First.
Yeah.
But nothing that's been confirmed, but I did see a thing where Tamara said that she was not fired. But I know a lot of times there are rumors that always swirl about who's going to be on next season, obviously before the show is even over.
Right.
And none of them will ever confirm it. So,
yeah.
But it is kind of floating around the rumor mill that she won't be there.
What do you
season.
Think? Do you think she'll be back next season?
I kind of don't think so.
Yeah.
Only because she has recently said that the show is just pulling her down and making her so depressed. And then with all of this, you know, divorce drama that she is saying is totally untrue. Mm-hmm. Although, I don't know, it kind of makes me wonder just the way that Eddie's been acting. He just seems so over it. But maybe he's just so over the show.
Yeah.
So,
well, he's never really involved in anything. He honestly could care less, it seems like.
And he's never gone to the reunion. He always says no. And that's something that Tamara likes about him, that he doesn't necessarily want to be involved with this drama. Because, I mean, I kind of agree with that, you know?
Totally.
It just makes him more attractive as a husband, even though he's already very attractive.
Yeah. What do you think, Grant? Do you think Tamara will be back next season?
I think you make a good point of her really not, you know, wanting to get involved anymore, and she's kind of done it. But I think she'll be back. And plus, they always say that they're not going to make any decisions on who's in and who's out until long after the reunion and unseen footage are all released. But if it's her choice to leave, that's one thing. But I just don't see her doing it. She's got to promote that business. This is part of her income, her lifestyle. I think she'd be a fool to leave myself.
Totally.
So I hope not. I know a lot of people, especially our listeners, don't really, like, not all of them, but some people do not like her. And they'd probably be happy to see her go. But for me, I want to see her stick around. I enjoy the hottest housewife in Orange County.
Yeah, I like Tamara on the show. I'm kind of hoping that this isn't her last season and that she will come back. Mm-hmm. A, because we know that she's having a lot of drama with Vicky right now that they're not talking, so I'd really like to see that on screen.
Yeah.
And B, she can go on her Facebook page and say how much it's produced, all these things, all these actions. But I honestly feel like she thrives on this drama and this show. It's like, it's just fit for her. So I would love to see her back next season. So on that note, let's go into predictions really quickly. What do you guys think?
What's going to happen?
So much stuff is still going to happen, I feel like. I definitely think we're taking a shift. How we were saying earlier, everything's been so on Heather. It's about to go all on Tamara, is what I feel like. Because every person, you know, even just you saw the preview with Vicky crying and holding her eyes, and then how Heather kind of semi called out Tamara, and Tamara said she was mad about it, and then all the other ladies obviously are turning against her. So I think it's just about to be one big Tamara bash fest, which makes me sad, though.
Yeah, it seems like Tamara is definitely going to be in the hot seat, but I feel like it's really kind of refreshing to not have Heather and Shannon in this hot seat one episode this season. So, I mean, it's got to be someone, and obviously she has stirred up a lot of this drama between other people, so it's all kind of getting back to her now. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean I'm, like, bashing Tamara in any way, or I want her to have all this these people attacking her.
Right.
But I think it's, like, kind of, like, karma in a sense. Like, you've started all this stuff. It's definitely coming back to her now, and I think we're going to see a lot of that next episode.
I agree.
What do you think, Grant?
Well, I'm curious to see why Vicky's crying all of a sudden about why she said that Tamara was my friend. Because what could possibly have happened on this trip? I mean, they were just having drinks together at the end of this episode we just screened. So what could possibly have created this?
What I'm thinking is, unless something happens actually in Bali, I think that it's either going to be Lizzie or someone else that tells Vicky something that Tamara said about Vicky, or something that's happened in the past and now they're just bringing it up.
Right.
But at this point in Bali, it seems like Tamara and Vicky are on pretty good terms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're kind of buddy-buddy at the end of this episode. So I am really interested to see where that comes from with Vicky.
Definitely.
And I wonder if that is what sparked them not talking now in present day. So, I mean, I don't
know.
That Tamara is going to leave early and leave the rest of the girls left to talk about them? We've seen it happen on other Real Housewives.
I don't know. When she stormed down and said, "You'll never see me again," I feel like if I had done that, that would be really awkward if I, like, came down to the beach the next day.
Yeah.
It's like, "Oh, hey, guys, sorry, I was kidding about that."
True.
Yeah, so I just can imagine that next interaction after her storming out like that being really uncomfortable. But at the same time, I don't really want to see her leave early.
I don't want her
to not be on the trip anymore.
I don't think she would, only because she is not going to want to feel left out. And she's not going to want to think, like, "Oh, everyone still left on this trip is talking about me." So I feel like she's going to stick around and kind of fight it out.
I was just about to say, you know, when you leave, and we've talked about this at dinner parties when people leave early, that all they're going to do once you leave is that they're just going to talk about you.
Exactly.
So you might as well stay and witness it for yourself, that's for sure. What do you think, Grant? Do you think she's going to leave?
I don't think so. I think she'll be there because she knows that. And she, Tamara, is not stupid. She knows how to keep the drama moving. So yeah, it'll just add more fuel to the fire for her to then have to go back, as we always see, and have all these conversations about what went on.
Yeah.
So she'll stretch it out.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think that pretty much wraps up this episode. Do you guys have anything to add to that? I think we covered it.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah? Just can't wait to see the craziness.
Yeah. Well, Grant, thank you so much for calling in. Where can the people find you?
Great, thank you. You can find me on Twitter at Grants_Rants, and you can find me next week on The Real Housewives of Orange County and The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Yay, have a good rest of your trip.
Bye.
And
thank
April,
you, bye guys.
Bye. And bye. April, where can the people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at April with some pants.
Yay, I'm so happy you're here.
I'm so happy to be here.
And you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Sterling Cates. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next week for the part two of the Bali trip.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.